So welcome back to part 4 of Heart Series 2, and today 9. Now I wonder, as you've been doing this exercise, how much sort of waiting is involved. By waiting, I mean, in fact, I think I touched on this earlier in the Headspace Journeys, very often we can sit sort of doing an exercise and there's a certain expectation. We're sort of waiting for something to happen, waiting for something to change, perhaps waiting for a particular feeling to arise in the mind. With this particular exercise, I think just because of the nature of it, there's quite often a lot of waiting. It might be waiting from an anxious perspective, waiting to see if any sort of additional discomfort arises as we breathe in the difficulty of others. Or it might be sort of coming back to that antidote idea, an expectation or a waiting for the intensity of our own emotion, our own thought, to decrease as we apply the technique. But this isn't about sort of waiting for a particular result. As long as we're waiting for a particular result, then what we're doing, we're projecting our own idea onto the exercise of what it should be, rather than allowing something to sort of naturally unfold. So we don't need to wait for something to sort of work as such. We simply breathe in and we breathe out. It doesn't matter whether there's a positive change, whether there's no change, or whether we perceive it as a negative change. We're simply there facilitating the process, allowing something to take place. And if we do that really and openly, with a genuine sense of sort of honesty and clarity, then over time something very, very interesting starts to happen, and we get to see that in a very real, tangible way. So with that in mind, just beginning today's exercise in the usual way, and in your own time, when you feel ready, you can just begin by taking some deep breaths. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes. And just settling in to the space around you. And just scanning down through the body now. And as you become more aware of the sensations, the emotional state of mind, just pausing to reflect on what your motivation is for doing this exercise today. And making sure that is about today. It's not a general idea, very specifically. Right now, what it is you're looking to learn, and what's going on in your life at the moment with certain people that could benefit from you having a greater sense of happiness, greater sense of empathy, understanding. And now, very slowly, just resting the attention on the movement of the breath and just remaining with that for the next few minutes. So just staying with that movement of the breath, watching as that visualization begins to become a little bit stronger. The idea of the space around you becomes a bit clearer. And in your own time, just expanding that practice until it reaches that point of limitless space. It's as though the mind simply can't comprehend a bigger space. And it's in that space in which the exchange continues to take place. As we breathe in the difficulty of others, and we breathe out all those things that we kind of hold dear, the feelings of happiness, positive memories, whatever it might be, just sharing those with others. And with the next out breath, breathing out into that wide open space, just letting go and allowing the mind to be completely free. And now just starting to become a little bit more aware of the other senses, the physical senses, aware of physical points of contact, of sounds, smells. Whatever it is that sort of comes into your awareness in the space around you right now. And when you're ready, you can just gently open the eyes. As always, clear in your mind. How you feel right now, and clear about the benefits of being present, of applying this idea to your life. And when you've done that, you can sit back in the chair. Now, of course, tomorrow is not only the final day of part four, but it's the final day of Heart Series 2. And so there's a few things to sort of talk over tomorrow, but I guess the idea that I'd sort of leave you with today is of course to look for those opportunities throughout the day to apply this. But more than that, it's to just reflect on the potential of this particular exercise. We're only sort of a few days in, really, to this new technique. And it can take some practice, you know. So I think don't be disheartened in any way at all if you haven't seen the types of benefits that you were hoping for. In many ways, this particular technique is a practice for life. It's a practice which always changes, that over time you get increasingly confident and courageous in applying in really challenging situations. And it's something that is always developing. So even though the benefits that you may have seen over the last sort of week or so might feel kind of quite small, if you can imagine those same benefits, but multiplied many, many, many times, and you start to get a sense of, wow, you know, this could really start to make a difference in my life, in my relationships, in the way I feel about my own stuff, the way I feel about other people's stuff. There's real kind of potential there. So I think it's just really important to remember that this, just like all the other techniques, it's a skill, something that requires practice, but that over time, there's real, real potential there. So, with that in mind, I will leave it there for today and look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 10 of part 4. I'll see you then.